Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Caleb Barlow back on the show. We've known Caleb for a long time, 11 years he's been hanging out with us. And he even continued to stay with us when he transitioned to being the president and the CEO of Synergistech, which is an outstanding cybersecurity organization. One of the smartest guys I know in the technology world. He's our good friend Caleb. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So in May and early June, my town and two other sister cities were hit by ransomware. The bad guys came in May. They roamed around inside of the system for about 3 weeks, and then they dropped a $300,000 hammer on the mayor.
And did they pay the hammer?
Oh yeah, they paid it, and it still took a couple of 3 weeks for their email to come back. But the other cities did too, and now we wake up this week to find out that one of the top healthcare organizations, one of the largest hospital entities on the planet, got hit by a major ransomware attack. Tell us about that one. United Health Services?
Well, you know, this is the unfortunate nature of this beast, right? Is that even in the middle of COVID and the pandemic, you know, ransomware actors are taking down hospitals because they're kind of a soft target right now. They're open. And when you hit a hospital with ransomware, much like when you hit a city or a small town, you cause a kinetic impact, right? It's not just that you lose data and, you know, you get a notice that your data is gone. In the case of a hospital, they have to divert patients more often than not. So what's going on right now is United Health Services, which is one of the largest health systems in the United States, several hundred different locations. There are various reports, that they're down diverting patients in some cases.
Put on hold. Deferred ambulances, things like that. This is serious, isn't it?
No, this is very serious. I mean, and here's the
it's
thing,
not just
Jim.
About
like,
the money.
I spent 15 years in EMS before I got into cybersecurity when I was going through college. In the emergency medical world, you work on something called the golden hour. You have 1 hour from the incident of trauma to get someone to definitive care.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to divert 20, 30 minutes to the next hospital, you kind of break that golden rule. And we actually saw last week a woman died in Germany.
Wow.
Because this was the first confirmed incident of a death directly related to ransomware because the ambulance had to divert.
Wow. What that's horrible. And we may be seeing more of those things, folks. So how bad was this attack on the hospital group, and how much is it going to cost them to get it, and can they even get these people out? Will they take the money and leave?
Well, the reporting on this one is still early because this is still going on.
Just happened.
And you know what happens at this point is forensics experts, teams like mine, go in and try to investigate what's actually going on, what type of ransomware is it, what gang is it, what are they after. And the problem now, Jim, is, you know, when this whole thing started, the asks would be $500, $1,000. And honestly, and probably
for
we talked about
businesses.
It on this show, my attitude was just pay it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting into real numbers. We're in millions of dollars now.
Yeah.
I mean, if your town got out of it for $300,000, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the issue here is it's not going to go away as long as people keep paying the ransom. And I hate to say this because this is not what anybody wants to hear when everything's locked up and they have no alternative. But we're going to have to stop paying these guys because the only way we're going to change this is to change the economics for the bad guys.
Well, not only and the way to do that is a term that I've been trying to sell around here for a long time, not only for cybersecurity, but also for our supply chain, and that's the concept of redundancy. Have a parallel universe operating with a fire break in the middle, so that when one goes down, you flip over to the you walk through the mirror into the other universe. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly what has to happen. I mean, this is the classic case of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And, you know, people look at cybersecurity budgets and go, wow. You know, if you're a large-sized hospital, it's millions of dollars a year to shore up your infrastructure, especially in times like this when, you know, things are slow and, you know, finances are down because they can't see regular patients, and they often push off those purchases. But when you're impacted, the average cost of a data breach in healthcare is now double that of any other industry.
Wow.
It's $6.5 million average.
And
that's just the cost of fixing the problem, let alone the lost business. One breach. Here's the other thing.
I got to go to a break. What is your projection for what it will cost the healthcare group?
Oh, it'll be in the millions for sure.
10 million, 100 million?
I don't know how many. I mean, again, nor do I want to predict because I don't want to in any way influence what the bad guys ask for.
I got you. Yeah, of course, they listen to my show. They know how much I hate them. 20 Tail, right back with Caleb Barlow. We're going to talk about telehealth. Big deal coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.